Hi, my name is Zala Turnage, and I'll be discussing the movie Contagion, which was directed by Steven Soderbergh, produced by Michael Shamberg, and it was released on September 9th, 2011. And in my opinion, the main characters were Mitch, Dr. Cheever, and Dr. Mears. As I stated before, I will be discussing the movie Contagion. Contagion is basically a movie about a virus that gets around the world and eventually causes the world to shut down, which causes looting and causes the people to become very violent with each other because they're afraid of the virus and they're unsure of what kind of virus this is or where it actually came from. Scientists that are working at the CDC and working at the Epidemic Intelligence Service finds out that the virus is actually MEV-1, which came from a pig and a bat-borne virus. As time continues, the world shuts down and everyone then goes into quarantine until they are able to create a vaccine. Once they are able to create a vaccine, they then are raffled off between the months that they were born in. That's how they determine who gets the vaccine. And as time permits, they realize that it takes up to a year's time to constantly create enough vaccines for everyone in the world to be able to get cured. As I stated before, I will be discussing the movie Contagion. In the movie, I decided to take notes and I learned that the virus was originated in Hong Kong. The first two animals that developed this virus was a bat who came in contact with a pig. And after it became animal to animal contact, it became animal to human contact. And the first person who developed the virus was Beth. We also learned that the infection agent was a paramoxal virus, and the actual name of the virus was the MEV-1. Dr. Mears explained to us what fomites were in the movie, and we learned that fomites are a transmission from surface to surface, basically. She stated that we touch doorknobs, we touch tables, and then we also touch our face, which makes the virus more easy to be carried and to catch. While watching this, we learned the difference between signs and symptoms. Signs is something that can be observed from the outside, while symptoms are only what the person is actually experiencing. And in the movie, we saw that some signs and some symptoms were having a seizure, blurred vision, foaming at the mouth, coughing, and having a very high fever. We also learned that people can gain these symptoms in 24 hours. And within those 24 hours, they would die in 4 days. And if they had direct contact with people, every 4 people would eventually contract the virus. In the movie, we learned that there was a blogger named Alan Crumwatt. And he was considered a threat to the government as well as the CDC. Even though he thought that he was helping people, we learned that he had a lot of social media followers. And because of this, he was also a conspiracist. And because of him being a conspiracist and having so many followers, he was putting a lot of fear in people's heart about the virus. And he was telling people to, you know, not follow the CDC and the government's orders, which was putting people at risk of killing themselves and, you know, not being safe. Which, that is why Alan was considered a threat to people and basically to the world. even though he was, you know, being a blogger and trying to be a journalist and trying to inform people, it was the fact that he was giving out information that the government, the CDC, wasn't putting out just yet. So some of the things he was saying weren't complete facts at all. There was also a doctor, Dr. Lenora Ornes. She worked at the WHO epidemiologist, and she was kidnapped. The reason why she was kidnapped is because the Chinese people wanted to hold her for ransom for the vaccine. Although they did hold her until there was an actual vaccine and they came in contact with the U.S. And when they came in contact with her, with the U.S., they did get the chance to receive the vaccine. But it wasn't the real vaccine. It was a placebo. And they did that because everybody had to have their fair chance of receiving it. And they didn't want others to get it before others until it was actually time. Dr. Ellis was also a medical official with the CDC, and he actually got in trouble. The reason why he got in trouble is because he leaked private information to his wife, which was confidential. He explained to her that Chicago will be in quarantine, and he wanted her to keep it a secret, but he wanted her to leave. And instead of her keeping it to herself and just leaving, she told her friend. And when she told her friend posted it all over social media. And word got back that he was the one who released that information, which it should not have been released at all. There's a question that asks, before a vaccine can be developed, researchers need to find a way to grow the infectious agent in a laboratory. But there was a problem with them trying to find a vaccine. The reason why they couldn't find a vaccine is because they were using a lot of, like, dead cells already. But they eventually found the vaccine. The vaccine, the reason why they were able to eventually come up with a vaccine was due to the fact that they use microphagia to grow it in the lab so that they can actually cure the cells that were being attacked and being at harm. We also learned that Alan, the blogger, he ingested forsythia, and he ingested forsythia when he started feeling sick, and he thinks that the forsythia actually cured him. But no one from the CDC or any government officials believe that forsythia actually worked for multiple reasons. One, the first reason being that they could not find proof or any facts that forsythia actually worked. Another reason was nobody knew if Alan was actually sick because he never got tested. He took his temperature himself, and we don't know if he was actually sick, if he was lying for his bloggers, or if he thought that he was just getting sick because he had a fever and then he knew what was going on. So that's why they believe that forsythia actually could not work for curing this actual disease, because there was no actual proof that it did work. Just a couple of facts that I've seen in the movie that I wanted to put my own thoughts and opinion to is I thought it was very crazy how MEV1 is caused by a bat, just like COVID-19 is originally supposed to be caused by a bat. I thought it was very strange that this movie was based out of China when they believe that COVID was started in China as well. The blogger is one of the main characters, but he's also spreading false news on, forsythia being able to work, and he's so much against the government and CDC. I thought it was pretty pretty different. Well, not different, but pretty cool that the people in the art in the movie, they were very enraged and looting and very violent due to they had to be quarantined. It just kind of reminded me of how COVID, when we started going into quarantine, people were, you know, going crazy in the stores because of the shortages, and they were going crazy over the tissue and food and stuff like that. It was a lot of shortages, just like it was in the movie. Excuse me. The symptoms were really high and very extreme to me. Like the fact that they were having seizures and foaming at the mouth, because it seemed like it would be a little bit more realistic. I'm not saying that it's not realistic, but COVID, we know how that goes, as in high temperature, coughing and getting sick and going to the bathroom constantly. Theirs wasn't like that. Theirs was more so very immediate, very direct, and it was kind of like they died straight from it, which is very different for me. And I thought that the secrecy of the how the government and the CDC was going about it, they didn't give out like actual numbers of how many people actually caught it or how many people were actually dying from the disease, kind of like how they were doing with, you know, COVID-19. They're very secret about how many people actually got it and how many people are actually being cured, and the numbers are going up. They tell us this, but they won't give us an actual number. So, another question was asked, describing aspects of the film that showed you something that you hadn't seen before or that caused you to think in a new way. For me, just based off the movie and based off of the pandemic that we're in now, it just taught me that, you know, you need to be a lot more clean and very careful when you travel, like always wearing gloves or keeping hand sanitizer on you, just being very extra careful because you don't know what you can bring back or what other places and countries already have, what kind of viruses they have and what you can bring back to the States or even to other people. I thought the film was actually pretty good. It was very interesting. It was very factual. It's very straight to the point. My only thing or issue with this, I thought that, you know, it could have been a little bit slower. The movie was very, very fast paced. It got like straight to the point, which was interesting, but it was still a lot of questions that, you know, that I had or that wasn't fully answered. I think it should have been a little bit more slow paced, in my opinion. Watching this movie, I learned that this film is very, very connected to the pandemic that we're in, just by showing us how people will start looting, being violent, having to quarantine, learning that that you have to be safe, and learning that it's a lot of things when a crisis takes place. It has to go through the government, the CDC, the WHO. There's so many people and scientists that are involved in trying to find a cure and how long the process actually takes. I think that this movie was very good at showing us what the world could be like if we have to experience something like that. And the fact that we're kind of experiencing the same thing, just in different aspects, I thought it was very interesting to see it in not only my point of view, because I'm facing it now, but in another person's point of view of the world, which was very interesting to me. Overall, this was really, really a great movie, and I very much enjoyed it. Again, my name is Zala Turnage, and this is me discussing the movie Contagion. Thank you.